Good morning, everyone. Ohayo gozaimasu. Wow, you're better at Japanese than me. Heidi? Okay. Can I stop, Heidi? Okay. Can you share the next slide, please? Yeah, so this is me. I didn't shave for this picture. And this is Kai here. He's 10. And this is my wife, Naoko, and Ray, who's now 4. Yeah, my wife and Ray, they send their love and their greetings. They wish that they could be here, but we are representing the family as they continue to do what they need to do in Japan. And that's Totoro behind them as well. He's not part of the family. yes. Sorry if I seem nervous. I'm a really strong introvert and don't like speaking in front of people. But God calls anyone, and he's called me to be a missionary, which is crazy. But yeah, can anyone relate to struggling with public speaking? Yeah. God can use you. He probably is using you. Okay. So, Japan. Why Japan? Yeah, Japan is a wonderful nation. Who's been to Japan? Most of you have been to Japan. I was not expecting that. So maybe you can teach me about Japan as well. So yeah, Japan is a great place, wonderful place, but they don't know Jesus. This is why me and my family are called to Japan. This is why Argyle Church is partnering with us to reach the Japanese in Japan. So around 1% of the population identify as Christian. It's stayed around 1% for a long time now. And yeah, many people don't have access to a church. They don't have access to a Bible. And many of them have never had a friend who is even a Christian either. So it's a very unreached place in terms of the gospel. Especially the area that we're in. We're in the north of Japan, and it's a very unreached region. This is a short update, by the way. If you want to know more, you can come later after the service. So on the right is a picture of me back in the day, 2010-ish. That was around the time that I was in Reading as well. I was in Reading 2008, 2009. Was anyone here back then? Less than half. The church has grown a lot. and this is us today. 16 years later. It was back in 2010 is when I first went to Japan, and when I was in Reading, that's when God was speaking to me about being a missionary in Japan all those years ago, and that was 18 years ago, if anyone can imagine that. Time flies. So, what are we doing in Japan? So, we pioneered the Sendai base in North Japan in 2018. Before that, I was in Tokyo. But we train young people and disciples specifically for missions to reach the Japanese and those beyond. So these are a few pictures of some of the things that we do. So we do homeless ministry. We do worship and prayer in a red light district. And we chat to students. They like to practice their English, which is great for foreigners. That's a way that we can communicate to them. It's good for both of us. Again, there'll be more updates later. Next slide, please. Yeah, so thank you so much for praying for us. Ray was diagnosed with leukemia in November 2024, following that, he was in hospital for a whole year, so me and my wife would take it in turns to be with him or be at home with Kai. It was a long time to be separated as a family, but yeah, your prayers really got us through. It was really difficult, at the beginning, I couldn't even pray, just to be honest. But just knowing that people are praying from all over the world really, really got us through. We're so thankful. We can't communicate our thanks enough for your prayers and your love and your kindness. But right now he's doing well. He's wearing glasses now. He's been wearing it for about 2 weeks. But yeah, his treatment's going well. And he's got another 1 year and a half-ish of chemotherapy at home and regular up. Every 2 weeks he needs to get a blood test in the hospital, which is why they couldn't come here this time. So some prayer points. Yeah, if you can join us in thanking God that Ray is doing well. His leukemia cannot be found in his body right now, so that's great. Our staff team in Sendai is growing. We have about 14 people, full-time missionaries on our team now from all over the world. And it's growing. We have two ministry homes. So we have homes where missionaries can live, or short-term volunteers can stay. There's a family in Akita, which is north of where we are, that we've been pouring into, they're getting baptized. So, so thankful for what God's doing there. Please continue to pray for things like our September DTS. Our mission organization loves acronyms, but this is Discipleship Training School, we're running one in September. We have three staff joining us this summer. One just joined us yesterday, and another couple this month. Continue to pray for wisdom in how we lead our team, and continue to pray for Ray's treatment. Yeah, so that's super brief, super quick. Maybe I spoke too fast, but please come back after the service where we're going to have more of an update, and you can ask questions.
Yeah, as well. I was just going to say the same there, that don't run away after the service. You can go and get a cup of tea or coffee. There'll be about a break around about 10, 15 minutes afterwards. Grab yourself a tea or a coffee and come back in, and Gary's got a little bit more detail and more info that he's going to share with us about the work that he's doing with YWAM, with Nelco, and the team. I didn't realise the team was as big as that, and find out more about that. So please do come back in and hear about that, and slurp your coffee in here rather than out there. Okay, that's good. You're gonna bring the word to us now.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray for you that God will bless the word that you share. Father God, I want to thank you for Gary and his desire to serve you. Lord, I pray that you would bless him this morning, that you'd give him a word for us that would speak into our hearts, that would show us what you want to say to us, Lord, here this morning, each one, that we would hear your voice. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Good. So I don't know if you want to, are you okay with that, Mike?
Yeah. This
you can put it in the stand if you want.
Okay. I'll just continue.
Okay. Cool.
Yes. Yeah, sorry, that I think I spoke too fast just now, and some of you, many of you, English is a second language, or third language, so I'll try to slow down as I speak. Yes, so the title is The Farmer Who Kept Scattering Seed. Next slide, please. Cool, so I will start with a question. Has anyone ever planted something before? I would like some of the children. What are some of the things that you've planted? You can just shout it out. Tomatoes? Potatoes? Anything else? Radish? Nice.
Pears?
Pears, nice. So, what do you need when you're growing things? What are some of the things that are necessary to grow the plant? What's that? Sunlight, yes?
Water.
Wow, three people at the same time. Dirt, yeah. Yes, not just any dirt though. Good soil. Yes. Yeah, that's, yep. But what is the thing that you plant? What is the seed? Yes, okay. So seeds, soil, water, and sunshine. But can anyone actually make the seed grow? Can you make it grow? In your power? You can't stand over it and shout, grow! Is it going to do anything? Yeah. A scene from Totoro comes to my mind, where they plant the things in the garden, and then, I think it's a dream actually, but they start to do like this dance around, and then it starts to grow into a massive tree. Does anyone remember that? Yeah. Is that can that happen? No. So we can plant it, we can water it, and we can look after it. But only God, the creator of all things, can make it grow. And today, I want everyone to remember one sentence. And you're ahead of the game. Nice. Our job is to scatter the seed. God's job is to grow it. Can everyone repeat this together? Okay. Our God is to scatter the seed. God's job is to grow it. Okay, we're going to say that a few times, just to make sure that everyone's awake. I know you're awake. I know you're awake. I'm just joking. I'm from Liverpool. I'm a Scouser. Not really. Okay, next slide, please. So Jesus once told a story about a farmer. The farmer had a bag full of seed, and as he walked through his field, he scattered seed everywhere. Not carefully, not one seed at a time, he just threw it everywhere. And the seed landed in four different places. Next slide. So some seed landed on a path. The ground was hard. The seed could not get in. And then birds came and ate it. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think this seed will grow? Children, is this going to grow? No? Good answer. So Jesus says that this is like people who hear God's word but never really listens. The message never gets into their hearts. And then here's my next question. Did the farmer fail? Did the farmer fail? No. Lots of no's. No, that's the correct answer. But why not? Next slide, please. Okay, together. Our job is to scatter the seed. God's job is to grow it. Some seed landed on rocky ground. At first, it looked wonderful. The plants grew quickly. The farmer probably thought, this is going to be amazing. But underneath, there wasn't much soil. And when the sun came out, the plant dried up and died. Jesus says, this is like someone who receives God's word with joy, but gives up when life becomes difficult. Again, did the farmer fail? No. I ask this question because, you know, sometimes the farmer might feel like he's failed, okay? You might feel like you fail when you plant this and it starts to grow and then dies. It's not your fault. Because? Next slide, please. Our God is to scatter the seed. God's job is to grow it. Now, some seed landed among thorns. The plant started growing, but the weeds grew faster. Eventually, the weeds squeezed the life out of it. Jesus says this is like people who become distracted by worries, money, busyness, and all the things of life. I think this one can be difficult because it doesn't necessarily mean bad things. Is school bad? The answer is no. School isn't bad. Work isn't bad. You know, sports are not bad. These phones are not bad. They can be. But sometimes even good things can become bigger than God. Did the farmer fail in this case? No. Why? Our job is to scatter the seed. God's job is to grow it. But some seed landed on good soil. It grew and grew and grew. 30 times bigger, 60 times bigger, 100 times bigger. Children, who made the seed grow? God. Yes. God did it. So the farmer planted it, the farmer scattered it, but God gave the growth. So one last time we're going to say it together. Our job is to scatter the seed, God's job is to grow it. So there's something strange about this story. This farmer seems almost careless. He throws seed onto paths, He throws it onto rocks. He throws it into weeds, into the good soil. You know, you might think, don't waste the seed. Just put it all into the good soil. But why does the farmer keep scattering? Because he knows that somewhere there's good soil. And sometimes you can't see where the good soil is. And God's like that. God keeps reaching out to people. People we might have given up on. People we think will never listen. People who don't seem interested. But God keeps scattering the seed. Next slide, please. This is a picture of Japan. So living in Japan has helped me to understand this story. You know, sometimes I have conversations that feel like seed on the path. And sometimes people seem interested for a while, and then they disappear. Sometimes life becomes way too busy. But every now and then, a seed lands in good soil, even when I thought it wasn't good soil. And sometimes it can take years, but God is always working. And if God can grow seeds in Japan, then God can grow seeds in Reading. So maybe you've prayed for your children for years. Maybe you've prayed for your husband or your wife. Maybe you've invited a friend to church many times and they never came. Maybe you're the only Christian in your school or your workplace. Maybe you've shared your faith and nothing seemed to happen. But Jesus is saying, don't give up. Keep scattering the seed. Because you never know where God is already preparing the good soil. But before we think about other people, Jesus also asks us a question too. What kind of soil is my heart? Not what kind of soil is my neighbor? Or what kind of soil is my friend? Only God knows. But what kind of soil am I? Is my heart hard, full of rocks, crowned with thorns? Or am I allowing God's word to take root and to grow in me? So I want to leave you with two questions this morning. So first, what kind of soil is my heart? And then second, who might God want me to scatter some seed towards this week? A neighbor, a friend, a child, a grandchild, a colleague? Because our job is not to make the seeds grow. Only God can do that. Our job is to scatter the seed, and God's job is to grow it. I'll pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for planting your word in our hearts. Please break up the hard places in us. Remove the rocks. Pull out the thorns. Make us good soil. And help us to keep faithfully scattering your seed wherever you send us. Amen.